Hare Krishna. Don't just be mindful, make the mind full of Krishna. Mindfulness is a popular term in today's spiritual circles. The idea of mindfulness is that we should be aware, conscious, and we should be alert about what we are doing, why we are doing. And in that way, we can live in the present. Now, certainly, being mindful is better than being absent-minded. When we are absent-minded, either our mind goes into flights of fantasy, or it goes into falls of worry. And in this way, we dissipate our mental energy from being used constructively in the present. Because ultimately, whatever we have to do, we have to do it in the present. Now, mindfulness is good, but it is not the best. What is important is, when we are aware, what are we aware of? Are we aware of the best reality? Are we conscious of the highest truth and highest purpose of our life? That is important. Let's consider an example to understand this. Now, being unmindful is like a person driving aimlessly and absent-mindedly on a road, not knowing where one is going or why one is going, and not even being aware of how one is driving, whether one is driving safely or hazardously. As compared to that, being mindful is like driving consciously, knowing where one is going, why one is going, and knowing also that what are the traffic rules to follow, and following them so as to go is going safely. So definitely driving mindfully is better than driving absent-mindedly. But more important than driving mindfully is to drive towards the right purpose. We need to go towards a particular destination. We should go towards the constructive destination, the best destination. We should know where to go and we should know how to go there. So similarly, we need to be conscious, but conscious of the highest reality. The highest reality is Krishna. Krishna is the source of everything, and especially he is the source of everything that attracts us in this world. The Bhagavad Gita 10.41 states that all attractive things spring from a spark of Krishna's splendor. And that's why whenever we are attracted to anything in this world, we are attracted to a spark of Krishna's splendor. When we understand this, then we can become not only conscious of a particular thing in this world, but we can become conscious of the Lord, who is the source of all those attractive things. And it is by such consciousness that Arjuna asks for in the Gita. At the start of the question answers that happened before the Vibhuti Yoga section, he says, Keshu keshu cha bhaveshu chintyosi bhagavan mein katham vidyamaham yogim stvam sada parichintayan. How can I be conscious of you in this world? Katham vidyam aham yogins. Katham vidyam. How can I be conscious of you? So in this way, Krishna is actually, Arjuna is inquiring and Krishna answers how we can be conscious. So because our heart's aspiration for love and happiness can be fulfilled only when we are conscious of Krishna. That's why we need to be not just mindful, but we should also move forward and make our mind full of Krishna. And by being aware of the surrounding around us, but along with that, we also need to have scriptural knowledge and a devotional sensibility by which we can connect what we are aware of with the supreme reality, Krishna. When our mind is thus full of Krishna, then not only will we be excited and fulfilled by whatever we are conscious of in this world, but also we will be marching onwards in our journey towards Krishna, where we will have eternal life. Where there is the perfection of mindfulness is eternal ecstatic existence. Thank you. Hare Krishna.